it seems that it took place over the weekend too, so maybe it wasn't a surprise for the developer. He wanted to make sure that it was happening the weekend and the council couldn't be about. The reality is that this is a site that has very very long history in terms of the mother and baby homes, and there may be some burials have taken place on the site that need to be protected and be identified. And I have been, over the last number of weeks, pushing the ministers to actually intervene with local authorities to ensure that the county development plans recognise and protect mother and baby home sites in order to ensure that the burial sites are protected. And this needs to happen, and it should have happened for in relation to Fawn as well. And I hope the council will intervene at this stage to make sure that they can be protected.
At the moment, it doesn't seem to be public knowledge whether an archaeological survey of the pre-works was carried out. But like you said, you have raised the issue before about protecting burial sites for the mother and baby homes. Something almost similar in this case, where there could be possible burial sites in around the Nazareth House orphanage.
That's it. And there was supposed to be an archaeological site report submitted as part of that was conditioned in the planning permission. We still don't know whether that has been, we don't know from whether Donegal County Council whether that was submitted or not. As I understand it, the council have opened an unauthorised development file now in relation to this, and I'll be pushing the council to make sure that they actually enforce this, because I think that it's very important, and it's very important to all the former residents that the site is protected as much as possible until we can be clear as to what the situation is in relation to it.